This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Lacey in Sunrise says, my husband cheated and we took a long break and got together last month. Last night, my phone rang and I ignored it. My husband accused me of being sneaky and I haven't done a thing. Is he paranoid about me because he's the cheater?
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, because he know if his phone rang and he ignored, he know what that is. Mm-hmm. Game recognized game. So, yeah, he's a little paranoid right now, and as he should be. And don't try to make him feel reassured. Let his ass hang out there so he can see how it feel. That's all you got to do. You ain't did nothing. Let his ass see how it feel. Leave him on out there.
Oh, I love that advice.
That is good for the male ego. Ain't nothing like when a woman says, like you ever been in a discussion with your woman, a debate, and then she stop and go, okay, suppose I did this to you, what would you do?
Ooh. Yeah, makes you think.
Yeah.
There you have it.
All right. Moving on to Damien in Yonkers. Damien says, my wife claims she found her Christmas present while she was cleaning out the storage room. She's never cleaned it before, so I know she was snooping. Since she found it, she said I have to get her another gift. Does that make sense?
Hell no. You ain't five. You ain't five. No. We all know the real deal about Santa Claus. You ain't five.
Uh-huh.
You done dug around in there and found it. Now you owe her another. No, I don't make no damn sense. Mm-hmm. You found your Christmas gift. Glad you tore it open.
Yeah.
Now what we gonna do is we gonna rewrap it and put it in a box under that tree. That's what we gonna do.
Yes.
Act surprise.
And you can play this any way you want to.
Wait, he's getting my gifts before Christmas. I'm not a snooper. All right, moving on to Chanel in Chicago. Chanel writes, my boyfriend and I broke up last month, and I ran into his cousin who invited me to his New Year's Eve party. I want to go, but I don't want to risk seeing my ex there with a new girl. So should I take a date just in case, or should I stay at home?
Now, let me explain something to you.
Interesting.
There's so many New Year's Eve functions you can go to.
Uh-huh.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why? Why?
Well, if she takes the date, she'll be all right, right?
You still might run up into him and his ex. You see what I'm saying?
Or his new
girl.
Him and his new girl.
That's what I meant to say. Still going to run up into him and his potential new chick. So... Mm-hmm. You having a date ain't gonna fix it.
Well, you feel a little more secure when you got a date, you know.
Yeah, get your champagne. Happy New Year.
That's true.
Hey.
Go down to that hotel and buy yourself that New Year's Eve package and go on and get you a date down there. Don't go to dude house. You ain't gonna enjoy it. You're gonna get to drinking and drink too much and then you're gonna say it. It should have been me.
It should have been me holding her hand.
Let her hand go. 5, 4, 3 I don't want to kiss nobody but you.
Happy New Year.
Well, her happy for who? Yeah, you're going to be a drunken mess, lady. Hair all over your head. You took your shoes off, left them in the corner, forgot where you left them. Mm-mm. Don't do that, baby. Go on down to the Holiday Inn. They got them nice little packages. $59.95 You be down there, two drinks.
Yeah. Two drinks.
All right. I'm just trying to fit it in the budget so don't nobody think I'm bullshit.
Oh, okay.
Too late. We already did that.
59. We're like, where's this at?
The Comfort Inn got a New Year's Eve package where, you know, they had a free continental breakfast. They're going to set that out at midnight. Yeah, going upstairs to your room and stuff with that low-grade carpet. Feel like you're walking on tile.
All right, moving on. Last one, Steve. This is from Antonia in Pittsburgh. Antonia says, I'm 39 and my husband is 67. And he does not want me to have a 40th birthday party because his ex-wife and son don't know my age. Why does he care what they think of me?
What?
Uh-huh.
That's
crazy.
You still worried about the ex-wife and son.
Y'all all stay in the same building?
What is this?
What kind of poor mess is this?
Yeah.
What difference do it make?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you the same age as his boy. So?
So he doesn't want them to know how that he's dating a much younger woman.
Well, he don't want her to throw a party. So, but now let me ask you something. How close are all they? What, they gonna know this woman having a party anyway?
They
all got to be in that same circle, complex, something. Because other than that, why else would they even know who this woman is? So obviously, they know this woman.
Well, especially his son. That's his dad's wife. So he's gonna know.
Might be. See, that's he don't want you to throw no party because it ain't the age. He don't want them to know it's you.
Is this particular woman you're saying?
If they know who she is, you know they done found out how old she is. A woman ain't gonna never not know all that info. A woman gonna figure that out. So obviously they don't know who she is. So I don't think the fear is finding out who you are. I mean, finding out how old you are. I think it's finding out who you are. Because why else, think about that for a minute, y'all. Why else would the ex-wife and son even know this woman is 40? If she throw the party, how they gonna know where the party at? They got to know this girl.
Yeah, I guess for him, he's 67, and they're going to be like, your wife is just 40?
Yeah, she's just turning 40.
But check this out, though.
If
they don't know this woman, how do they know she's even going to have a birthday party, period?
Well, they might not know her, but they know he's dating someone.
The word going to get out.
Yeah.
But they're married. She said my husband.
Yeah, they're married. They're married.
How do they know? It's going to get back to his side of the family. Yeah. They know this one.
They should know already.
Somebody's going to tell. I mean, they're trying.
If they knew this woman, the ex-wife would know how old she is. Oh, you going to leave me for this heifer? And she going to be to blame. They don't know who she is. He don't want to throw the party because he don't want the word to get back. And then they find out who she is. I think that's what's happening. It ain't
the CLO.
Well, I just think it ain't the age. Because why would they even know her?
All right.
Who knows?
All right. Thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. 97.1 QMG.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.